Innovation Insider is Steve Greenberg, and Steve Greenberg is author of a new book that, you know what, we waited and waited to get this book in, and when we finally got it, I got it on a Monday. I featured it on Tech Tuesday the next day, because we actually featured it on the show last week, because it is just a very cool book. And Steve Greenberg is with us on the line. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Steve, it's good to talk to you, man. It's been a while since Consumer Electronics Show, and we talked about the book Gadget Nation that was going to be coming out. It's out, and I tell you what, this is a fun, great read.
I'm glad you said that, and that's the kind of feedback I'm getting. It's whether you are an inventor or know an inventor or never plan to be an inventor, it's still kind of a fun look at this little slice of Americana, and it's just hopefully people get a kick out of it, a little chuckle, and also learn something along the way.
How were you able to get all of these people to send you information about some of their products, or is this stuff that you've looked at over the last couple of years?
Well, you know, one of my gigs is that I appear on television here on the East Coast showing off innovative products. So there's some mainstream products, of course, that make it their way. But over the years, I've always tried to include a couple of garage inventions, people who come up with kind of offbeat products. So it's fueled an ongoing email, and people have contacted me with their products. And most of the time, you know, they weren't appropriate for TV, or sometimes they weren't appropriate for the segment or whatnot. But they were always really interesting. When I talked to them on the phone, they were so passionate about it that I felt there was a real story here. And there are so many, you know, the patent office has never been busier than it is right now. More Americans are filing patents than ever before. And really, it's a quest for the American dream. There's nothing more American than coming up with an idea, patenting it, bringing it to the marketplace, and trying to make fame and fortune with that idea. And it's as alive now as it's ever been in America, and the book kind of showcases that.
Now, Steve, you've kind of broken them down into segments as well. So for those looking for, you know, kind of the latest in electronic gadgetry, and then maybe for, you know, home gadgetry or pets, stuff like that.
Safety.
Yeah.
Right. I tried to kind of group them into, you know, things that make, you know, on the go, and products that were, you know, more based for, you know, basically just trying to find a way of lumping them together into, you know, things at rest, things for at home, things for you at your best. So we put together some categories. And I have to say the publisher had more to do with that than anything. And then I just tried to find really offbeat products and then just find the backstories behind them. Because keeping in mind that these inventors, you know, very often have to cash in their 401k, they put a second mortgage on the house, the kids' college fund goes into this. And, you know, if the inventions were things like a heart-lung machine, we think, well, that's real logical. But when your product is a talking toilet paper roll or bird diapers, it takes a lot of guts to take your 401k and cash it in on the hope that that's going to make you a lot of money. And these men and women have done just that.
Well, it's also very nice, too. You include kind of a, for those that want to divulge the information, how much it costs to develop the product and put the product out. If they've put it out yet, and then maybe the return that they've seen on some of the, and
right,
some of these have been really successful.
Some have made millions, and others have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are people in here who've spent $400,000 and haven't made a dime, and there are others that spent, you know, $50,000-$60,000 and are now making a couple of million. So it's a lot of it depends on, I guess, your persistence, maybe the nature of the product. Well, frankly, I don't see a correlation between the logic of the product and how much money you're making. A lot of it's knowing how to market your product. If you have a really good product or even an okay product, but if you know how to market it, you tend to have more success. If you spend all your money on engineering and production and nothing left over for marketing, you tend to have a problem.
All right, I got to ask you, Steve, is there one in here that you, like, you received, you heard about, that you just said, oh, my gosh, why didn't I think of that?
I'll tell you, there's a bunch of them that were like that. I mean, one was WordLock, which is a combination lock that instead of using numbers, uses words. And that's definitely one where I hit my head and said, oh, man, I should have thought of that. I mean,
yeah.
WordLock makes a lot, it's so much easier to remember a word than it is to remember some random numbers. And that made a lot of sense to me. Some of them, I don't know if I could have thought of. They were so clever, but like Clocky, which is an alarm clock that rolls off the table in the morning, and you have to chase it so that you can't hit the snooze button on it. I don't know if I would have come up with that.
I love that one.
I do too. And you know, and really, almost every invention in the book, the person was faced with some sort of problem, and then they came up with this solution, and then said, you know what, other people have the same problem. I'm going to bring this to marketplace. One of the ones that gets a lot of attention is bird diapers. Mark and Lorraine had birds in their house flying around. A lot of people in America, which I didn't know, have birds in their homes that are not in cages. And when you have birds flying in your house, you get poop.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. So they came up with these flight suits, created these disposable liners for inside the flight suit. They put their birds in flight suits. And then it worked in their home. They started marketing it. And over the past 10 years, they've made something like $2.5 million.
Oh, man.
So bird diapers have my respect.
that's phenomenal. Oh, Carol was interested in something called the bow, the big bow.
Oh, yeah, the Naughty Knot. It has a couple of different names.
Oh, the Naughty Knot.
Naughty Knot. It's to describe it, it's basically a piece of, I guess you could say, lingerie. A woman wraps herself in this following the instructions, and she looks like she's been gift-wrapped, and she's in her birthday suit underneath it. And when she's at her door, her significant other can just pull on the bow, and the whole thing comes off in one nice,
phenomenal,
even motion, and there she is as a gift to that special someone. Again, kind of an offbeat product, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's doing very well. The woman who invented it was a producer on the Jerry Springer Show. She left her job. She's now living in Hong Kong, overseeing the production of the Naughty Knot. And that's what's kind of interesting about the book, too. All of these people not only invented a product, but in the same token, they reinvent their lives.
Yeah.
Their lives from being a housewife, a homemaker, a plumber, an accountant, all of a sudden their life takes a new direction, and they're inventors. And that becomes the focus of their career life. And it's amazing how one moment, one idea, boom, like a crack of lightning, can change your life and your whole family's life.
Again, this is a phenomenal book. Steve, where can our listeners find this book?
You can find it. It's at Barnes & Noble stores nationwide, other fine bookstores. You can also get it online at Amazon.com. Barnes & Noble has a link. And also, if you go to GadgetNation.net, there's a site that I have that has actually update stories on the inventors. There's a place where you can buy the book. You can read a little bit about me. All that's at GadgetNation.net.
You got some videos up there, too, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of a shameless marketing video. I created a music video, and I can't sing. You can prove that. Maybe you guys can put a link to it, to a music video about Gadget Nation, where you can see some of the products, and you can see me singing about it. In fact, I can even play you a little bit of it if we have.
We got to hear that, definitely.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I have it here. Which would be nice. Hold on.
Steve Greenberg, queuing it up.
That's right, yeah. Here, I'm queuing it up here.
A spoiler light to scrutinize any. A tube to teach your child to walk. A toilet bowl that knows how to talk. Coach comfort while on a jet.
Tom Jones has got to be worried.
And it goes on and on.
That's
like that. I'll come back for the reprise of it.
Need to throw some.
But, now I have a theme song and a music video.
I'm wondering now, Steve, with this book out and with so many people checking it out too, do you think there'll be a Gadget Nation 2?
I got to work on the singing voice, but it's hopefully cute. The American Idol judges make a surprise guest appearance in it, so. If you put a link on your site, your folks can, or you can go to YouTube and just Google, search for Gadget Nation or my name or something.
We'll definitely
do that.
The
video pops up there as well.
Definitely do that. Steve, it's great talking to you. And once again, you can find that at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and of course, your website, GadgetNation.net. And let's definitely keep in touch, and hopefully we get a chance to see you again at CES this year.
I'm looking forward to it. Andy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Steve Greenberg.
Take care.
Good
Bye-bye.
Stuff.